Welcome to Spicy Spectrum Podcasts, where we bring light to the trends of sex work within a digital world. I'm Pepper Cat, and today we're tackling traditional notions of masculinity and explore the transformative power of vulnerability and authentic connections. Join me as we navigate the complexities of human relationships and embrace this new form of being masculine and being vulnerable in this new digital age. I wanted to address traditional notions of masculinity, which often can discourage being vulnerable when it comes to men and authentic expression, leaving men feeling isolated and disconnected from themselves as well as others. And this societal pressure can often hinder emotional growth, and it can also prevent meaningful connections that can flourish. And I wanted to acknowledge the limitations of traditional masculinity when it comes to fostering genuine connections as well as emotional intimacy. And oftentimes the fear of vulnerability and judgment prevents men from fully embracing their authentic selves and experiencing the depth of what it really means to have the human connection that they crave. You know, we live in a society where AI is like taking full force, and we live in a digital world where we barely talk to anyone, right? Like, we go to work, you go home, you go on the computer, you don't talk to anyone, you watch your favorite show, and you pop in your favorite meal, and then you go to bed. But a lot of times people, especially men, are missing that human connection where you can actually have a space where you can talk to someone and, you know, tell them how your day is, or have that connection where you can actually interact with another human. And I feel like that's more than needed during these times where we're so isolated and we live in a space and time where everything is digital, that human connection is not there anymore. And before we continue, if you're new and if you don't know me, I am a digital sex worker. So I do phone sex, private cam shows, I do sexing, anything that relates to digital media, I do it all. And as an advocate for redefining masculinity and promoting authentic connections, I wanted to bring empathy and insight to this discussion on men's experiences in terms of interacting with sex workers from my point of view. And this is just my personal experiences. I'm not speaking on the behalf of others. And through candid conversations and compassionate insights, I aim to challenge societal norms and foster understanding and acceptance. I have the honor and pleasure of having my customers open up to me and feel comfortable being themselves. And I love creating a space where men can feel vulnerable and let down their walls and not feel like they have to put on some type of performance or have to have some type of shield up when they talk to me and when they want to fulfill a certain fantasy, for example. And I love providing a space where men feel like they can truly be themselves, even though they may be hiding this part of their lives from their friends, from their families, from their neighbors, coworkers. And I feel like I see another side of men that may not always be shown to the public. I've said this many times, but sex work is a place where you see a different side of someone that they hide from the world. And I believe being a digital sex worker, in my experience as a woman, I see the side of men that's hidden from others. And I see a different side. And I'm honored to be someone who provides a space for this to actually happen. But I feel like a lot of times, in general, men feel like, and this is my personal opinion, they feel like they have to put on some type of shield or put on some type of persona, and that could often lead to feeling isolated, right? Like if you can't feel like you can't fully show yourself to people and you don't have an avenue, that can lead to isolation and feeling like nobody hears you or nobody understands. And if you don't have an environment or safe space to actually 100% be your full self, that can cause someone to retrieve themselves from society or feel like they can't fully embrace themselves in the proper format. And I believe sex work, in my experience, allows specifically men to be their authentic selves. And I've seen that in my customers. Like I've seen people open up to me gradually throughout our time camming. Like I've been talking to my customers for almost 2 years, like the same person, each customer. Like I've been a digital sex worker for almost 2 years, and I've had the same customers throughout that time. I love when I see them open up. Like each time that we cam, they feel comfortable sharing something, or they feel comfortable opening up. And every time we cam, I can tell that they're breaking down their walls. And I love providing that safe space where somebody feels like they feel safe, they feel heard, and that they can actually fulfill some type of fantasy or even talk and feel like they can be 100% their full selves. And that's why I really love doing this work. If you don't know, I have a background in psychology and media, and I feel like as a sex worker, I can combine those two. I love it. And I love when specifically men feel like they can be 100% themselves and express themselves in authentic ways, and they share it with me. I believe that there are a couple of ways that one could push past breaking down barriers and breaking down those walls of not showing your authentic self and being vulnerable and embracing who you are. Number one is embracing being vulnerable, of course, which is what we were talking about, and exploring the importance of vulnerability and fostering authentic connections, and highlighting the courage that it takes to embrace oneself and express genuine emotions. It takes a lot of courage to 100% be yourself and not feel judged and feel like you're being hurt. Like that takes a lot of courage. And it takes a lot of self-acceptance to say, hey, this is who I am. And if I want to feel this way, this type of emotion, you know, I feel comfortable doing it with this person. And also for me, I have to make sure that I provide a safe space for someone to embrace their true selves and have the courage to be 100% with me. So it takes both sides, you know, and I feel like embracing one's true self and having that courage and feeling like you can be yourself is very important. And it's a part of growing too, as well. The second is reflecting on how you redefine what it means to be masculine, challenging traditional notions of masculinity by celebrating being vulnerable, having empathy, and embracing emotional authenticity, and seeing it as a strength and not as a weakness. And I encourage men to embrace fully being vulnerable and having empathy and expressing your emotions and honoring that. And I believe when you reflect on what that looks like personally for you, it's one step closer to being your authentic self. And then finally, cultivating authentic connections. And I really wanted to express the transformative power of having authentic connection and emphasize the importance of mutual respect, understanding, and also fostering consensual, meaningful relationships with others. And when it comes to embracing vulnerability and authentic connection, I believe that men can really experience increased emotional resilience and enhanced self-awareness of your emotions, as well as deeper and more fulfilling relationships with not only yourselves, but with others, which could lead to greater overall well-being and satisfaction. And being in tune with your emotions and being in tune with your form of what it means to be masculine. And accepting that, hey, I can express myself and express my emotions and still be what it means to be masculine in your own way. And if you're ready to redefine masculinity and embrace your authentic connection, I highly encourage you to schedule a discovery call with me within the next 72 hours to explore how my guidance and support can empower you to navigate a personalized connection with confidence and vulnerability. If you would like to know more about the Design Your Dream Girl experience, which will allow you to fully be your authentic self and not be judged, you can visit peppercat.com to book your call and embark on a journey towards deeper connections and emotional fulfillment through this exclusive personalized experience. I'll also put the website in the description box. I hope you have a wonderful Sunday. Please remember to embrace yourself and know that you're not alone and that there's a space where you can feel like you can be your authentic self. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Enjoy the rest of your week, and I'll see you next week. Have a wonderful Sunday.